He played guitar and harmonica in a folk jazz style that predated Bob Dylan. His harmonica playing was a highlight in Midnight Cowboy and Sesame Street. And his whistling solo will forever be remembered in a television commercial for Old Spice Aftershave. But after 50 years of making music, whether it was on record, television, stage, or screen, Toots would probably want to be best remembered for his love of American jazz. John Toots Thielmans was 30 years old when he came to the United States from his native Belgium in 1952. Within a few years, he was a member of Charlie Parker's All-Stars. Later, he recorded with Ella Fitzgerald, Quincy Jones, and the George Shearing Quartet. His real claim to fame came in 1962 with his jazz standard, Bluesette, featuring his accomplished whistling and guitar playing in unison. Although he began as a guitarist, Toots Thielmans became most associated with the harmonica. His name is often at the top of Downbeat's readers and critics poll in the category of miscellaneous instruments. On Toots's new album, One More for the Road, his harmonica is perfectly suited to such Harold Arlen classics as Over the Rainbow, That Old Black Magic, and Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time.
There aren't many jazz artists who would turn down an appearance on a Harold Arlen tribute album, and fewer still that would turn down a chance to perform with Toots Thielmans. Among the special guests is Olita Adams, who sings up a storm on Stormy Weather. As Toots honors Arlen, some of the biggest names in jazz came to honor Toots. A special concert dedicated to the harmonica master, called The Magic of Toots, a celebration of Toots Thielmans, was held before a capacity crowd at Carnegie Hall on March 16th. It featured fellow musicians Herbie Hancock, Joe Lovano, Paquito de Rivera, Yvonne Lenz, and keyboardist Kenny Werner, who also performs on Toots' album One More for the Road. I'm Doug Levine.